This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If you love Youth Zone, then love Fletcher's World, one of the awesome regular shows on ORFM. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat, and segments like you've never heard before.
Kia ora everyone and welcome to Fletcher's World Season 5, one of Youth Zone's awesome regular shows. My name's Fletcher Tillard and I'm a Year 12 student at John McGlashan College. I love bringing my show Fletcher's World to you. You can catch my show fortnightly on Fridays at 4:30pm on ORFM, or you can download my podcast and listen to it whenever you feel like it. This week we start again with our awesome music segment, Fletcher's Mixtape, where I choose a song, I then unpack it a little, and then we listen to the song. This week we have a special treat for you. We are focusing on choral music because Jack and I, along with Miss Fred and Miss Tolson, had the awesome experience of going along to the town hall a couple of weeks ago to sit in the audience for the Big Sing, a nationwide secondary school choral competition. We then have my exciting guest segment, The Rusty Report, with my special guest, Jack, who's a Year 13 student here at McGlashan. Today, Jack and I will unpack some more choral music with another special guest, John McGlashan's new choir director, Teddy Finney-Walters. I will then be moving on to my highlights package, the football fan segment, where I'll have a quick look at some football highlights over the past 2 weeks. And my final segment will be the brand new segment known as Dunedin Drift, which is a fab one for locals or tourists or both, with some suggestions for cool Dunedin hangouts. Last time I talked about the iconic Dunedin Chinese Garden, right in the heart of Ōtepoti. But what will it be this week? I wonder. And now for my 11th exciting show for 2025, let's get into it. Welcome back to Fletcher's Mixtape for 2025. This is where we choose a song, I do some research on the background for it, and we unpack it before listening to the song. For today, for our choral music special, we are focusing on some amazing choral tracks, as a few weeks ago, Jack and I got to experience the magic of the Big Sing competition. It's great to have you with me today as we are diving into a world of harmony, a world of voices, and a world that truly lifts the spirit, choral music. Now, when you think of choral music, you might think of grand cathedrals and classical pieces, and while that's certainly a part of it, the truth is, choral music is incredibly diverse and vibrant. And to kick things off, we're going to hear from a group that exemplifies that versatility and sheer vocal brilliance. They're legendary, they're precise, and their arrangements are just phenomenal. I'm talking, of course, about the King Singers. The King Singers was officially formed in 1968 by six choral scholars who had recently graduated from King's College in Cambridge, England. They gave their first concert under the name The King Singers on May 1st, 1968 at Queen Elizabeth Hall in London. By chance, their initial lineup consisted of two countertenors, a tenor, two baritones, and a bass, a formation they have maintained ever since. Their influences include vocal jazz groups like the High Lows, the Comedian Harmonists, and the Master Singers. Crucially, the style of singing instilled in them by Sir David Wilcox, the Director of Music at King's College in Cambridge, played a significant role in shaping their sound. While the group has always consisted of six singers, the membership has changed over the years, with none of the original members remaining. There have been 26 members of the King Singers since the first stable group was established in late 1969, with an average tenure of about 12 years. This rotating membership has allowed the group to maintain its high standards and unique sound for over 5 decades. The King Singers have truly set a gold standard in a cappella singing and combining impeccable technique, musicianship, and versatility to create a lasting legacy in the world of choral music. We're going to play two tracks from them today that really showcase their range.
First up, a beautiful rendition of That Lonesome Road, and following that, their incredible moving tribute, MLK. So sit back, relax, and let the King Singers transport you. Miss Fritt tells me that they are both beloved songs she sang as a secondary school student in choir, and her music teacher was a huge fan of the King Singers, and in turn, she became one too. Let's hear now the first of the King Singers' songs, That Lonesome Road.
Walk down that lonesome road, all by yourself. Don't turn your head back over your shoulder, and only start to rest yourself when the silver moon is shining high above the trees.
If I had stopped to listen once or twice, if I had closed my mouth and opened my eyes, if I had cooled my head and warmed my heart, I'd not be on this road. Don't turn your head back over your shoulder, and only start to rest yourself when the silver moon is shining high.
Absolutely stunning, aren't they? The King Singers truly are masters of their craft, and those two pieces really highlight the incredible musicianship and emotional depth. Speaking of incredible choral music, right here in New Zealand, we're about to have one of the biggest events of the secondary school music calendar, the Big Sing National Finale. This is a massive event where talented young choirs from all over the country come together and perform, compete, and celebrate their love of choral singing. This year, the finale is in Dunedin, so make sure you get along to check out this wonderful event. It's an absolute showcase of the future of choral music here in New Zealand, with students dedicating countless hours to rehearsals, perfecting their harmonies, and bringing their chosen pieces to life. The energy and passion at the Big Sing is palpable, and it's truly inspiring to see so many young people engaged in such a high level of musical performance. For many of these students, the Big Sing is a highlight of their year, building friendships, fostering teamwork, and creating memories that will last a lifetime. And the standard, year after year, is just phenomenal. If you ever get a chance to attend a regional festival or the national finale, I highly recommend it. You'll be blown away by the talent on display. Here is the second of the songs I would like to play you from the King Singers, MLK by U2's Bono and arranged by Bob Chilcott.
Sleep, sleep tonight. If the thundercloud passes rain, so let it rain down on him. So let it be. If the thundercloud passes rain, so let it rain, let it rain, rain on me.
So, whether the polished perfection of the King's Singers or the passionate energy of our own New Zealand's youth choirs at the Big Sing, choral music continues to captivate and inspire. That's all we have time for on Fletcher's Mixtape today. Thank you for joining me, and hopefully you enjoyed our brief journey into the wonderful world of choral music. Join me again next week for another venture. Until then, keep listening and keep singing. So, welcome to the Rustic Report with Jack Divers. Today we're going to be heading out of the country and into the city for a not-so-rustic report. That's right, Jack and I went along to the Big Sing at the Dunedin Town Hall recently. It's an amazing annual school choir competition and showcase that's inspired us to hijack the Rust Report section and give it over all things all choir. To help us today, we're really happy to welcome into the studio Teddy Finney Walters, who is the new choir director here at John McGlashan. Kia ora, Teddy. Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to the show. Thanks for coming along for today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Fletcher and Jack. It's so good to be here.
Kia ora.
It's so great to have you as the new choir director here at JMC. What's the choir you've inherited and what's your vision for the future?
Oh, well, the current JMC choir... it's small. We have about 5 to 6 members, depending on how many remember to show up. But they're very enthusiastic and they're very fun boys to get singing with and work with. And so I've got big visions. Next year, the next Big Sing, I think the cap, you need 12 people to enter. So I'm hoping we can build the choir up to about 12 people and do some performing in front of people. And I think that would be really impressive and... Yeah.
Cool.
Jack and I went along to the Big Sing recently and we were blown away by the quality of the performances and the atmosphere of the event. This was our first real experience of how spine-tingly musical choral music can sound. What are the vocal and musical skills that go to make a good choir?
Oh, that's a good question. First off, if you want to be impressed by a choir sound, the choir needs to sing nice and loudly. So it's got to be full of full body singing, not these little mousy sounds. That's my opinion. Everyone needs to be singing the same vowels, because in a song or on a word, the only thing that actually makes noise is the vowel inside the word. And so if people are singing different vowels, it sounds very odd. And so that's one of the biggest things that choir directors try and drill into their choirs. And then you need everyone to understand the words. Everyone in the audience needs to understand the words. So everyone's consonants at the end of words need to come off at the same time, and you can't have people putting on S's here and there, and that everyone needs to be completely in sync. So that's the kind of main big three, in my opinion.
Now, you're just a young guy, Teddy. What were your experiences of singing in choir at school and uni, and how have these experiences shaped the chorister you are today?
Oh, that's another good question. I sang in my school choirs throughout my time at high school, which was Otago Boys, and I just developed a complete passion for it. I would go along week in, week out, and learn a few things, and it got to the point where I wanted to take private singing lessons as well. I auditioned for the New Zealand Secondary Students Choir when I was in Year 10, and I got into that, and I was in that for 4 years. That was so I'd meet people in choirs from all over New Zealand who were all a similar age to me, which was just the most fun you've ever had, really, as someone who loves singing in choirs, and we would tour up and down and do concerts here and there. And yeah, it's just become kind of the biggest thing in my life, singing and choir singing. So I am studying solo singing at university here in Dunedin. And yeah, it's just what I do with my spare time. I sing.
What opportunities are there out there today for young people in here in, at school here in Dunedin to get involved in choral music?
Oh, I'm very passionate about this. So whoever wants to sing, I believe their school should have a choir that they are able to sing. And if it doesn't, there are lots of choirs around the city. So there's the Southern Youth Choir, which is it's usually kind of year 13 to university students. You can come along on a Wednesday night at 6:30 at All Saints Church. Then it's a very good choir to join. There's also, at most churches you go to, there's going to be a choir there, and they'll sing every Sunday morning. So that's another good kind of opportunity. But yeah, for young people at school, talk to your music teacher and join the choir. Really, there'll be an unauditioned one, and it will be ready for you to join. We're always looking for more people to sing in choirs in Dunedin.
Is there a difference between singing and playing any other instrument?
That is a good question. I think anyone, well, not anyone. Obviously, if you're playing a musical instrument, a physical instrument, then it takes hours of practice and kind of mastery of how to move your body to do that and play it perfectly. But at the end of the day, you're always going to get the same sound because it's the same instrument. Whereas in singing, you are the instrument. The instrument's in your body, and that's the most amazing thing. So no two singers will ever sound exactly the same because everyone's got their own voice box and they've got their own vocal cords in there. And so everyone is, the more you develop your own singing, you're the most unique instrument there is, really. So that's what I think, and I think that's why singing's so special. Oh, can I add something to that?
Mm-hmm.
It's also that singing is the only instrument where you're able to use words. Oboes don't have any words, and violins don't have any words, whereas singing, you're singing words, and so singers get to tell stories. In the most literal sense, and so many songs are set to poetry and stories, and you've got operas and you've got musical theatre, and so singers are also storytellers first and foremost.
There's a saying that everybody can sing well, but just some people can sing better than others. Do you think this is true, and why or why not?
Oh, I think that is true, and I wouldn't say that some people can sing better. I'd say that some people can get started more easily. I heard a study on the radio on RNZ Concert that they found out that there's no such thing as someone who can't sing in tune. It's just about kind of sorting the stuff out about how you're hearing music and how your ear is really matching the pitch of the note to what you're singing. But no, I think that everyone, if they really wanted to, could learn how to sing in tune and how to sing really well. So no, I think everyone can get into singing.
What's your advice for young people thinking about getting into singing who might be hesitant, and what's the best way to go about it?
Oh, I would say just sing, really. And there's not much you need to get into. I mean, you can join a choir and you can join a group of people who sing with you, and that's great because then you've got all these people around you who are doing the same thing. But really, my advice would just be sing whenever you can to whatever song you want, as loud as you can, and it would be brilliant. You know, it's sometimes people are too shy to sing, which is silly because no one's ever watching. You know, people say dance like nobody's watching. You should sing like nobody's listening because no one really is, in the best sense of the fact.
And finally, I've just heard that the New Zealand Youth Choir just won the Choir of the World Award in the 2025 International Music Competition in Wales. And what are your feelings about this?
Oh, it's just so exciting for New Zealand music. You know, New Zealand always punches above its weight, especially in singing. And so I've got so many friends in the New Zealand Youth Choir, and I'm so proud of them and I'm so happy for them because it's just such a brilliant landmark and achievement for them You know, we always hear about New Zealand winning sports world titles, and not so often we hear about the arts, and the fact that we've won an artistic choir world title, I think that's something really special that New Zealanders should be proud of. So yeah, we can say we have the best choir in the world.
Thank you very much, Teddy, for taking the time today to come to school and talk to us about choir singing. We're very excited to have you leading our college choir. We look forward to hearing the choir soon. Take care and all the best.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
And now for my next segment, football fans. All right then, here we go with the highlights from the football world over the last few weeks. In the FIFA Club World Cup, which has just finished, Auckland City got thrashed by Bayern Munich 10-0. That's right, 10-0. Chelsea beat LAFC 2-0. Botafogo beat the Champions League winners, Paris Saint-Germain 1-0. Flamengo beat Chelsea in a shocker, beating them 3-1. Borussia Dortmund beat the Mamelodi Sundowns in a 4-3 thriller. PSG beat the Seattle Sounders 2-0. And Real Madrid beat Pachuca 3-1. But let's go on to the transfer window, as Arsenal have signed goalkeeper Kepa for a fee of £5 million. Olympique Lyonnais have been relegated to League 2 due to financial problems. Costa Barbarousis has signed for the Western Sydney Wanderers after announcing his departure from the Wellington Phoenix. Man United have signed Mateus Cunha for a fee of £62.5 million, and Arsenal have signed Christian Nygaard from Brentford for a fee of £10 million. Stay tuned for more football news on our next show. And now for another exciting instalment of Dunedin Drift, where I'll be having a look at some cool spots to check out in and around Dunedin. Today we're diving into the heart of Dunedin and uncovering the tales behind one of its most iconic landmarks. We're stepping inside a building that has witnessed countless moments of civic pride, artistic brilliance and community gathering, the magnificent Dunedin Town Hall. Nestled right in the bustling heart of the Octagon, the Dunedin Town Hall isn't just a pretty face, though let's be honest, it's quite stunning. It's Victorian Gothic architecture with those soaring spires and intricate detailing immediately catches your eye. But this building is much more than its beautiful exterior. Opened back in 1880, the Town Hall has been the civic hub for Dunedin for over 140 years. Imagine the debates that have echoed through its chambers, the decisions that have shaped our city, and the grand events that have unfolded within its walls. From mayoral inaugurations to university graduations, sirship ceremonies to rock concerts, it truly has seen it all. And speaking of grand, we can't talk about the Dunedin Town Hall without mentioning its absolute gem, the Great Hall. This is the heart of the building, a space renowned for its incredible acoustics and home to the majestic Dunedin Town Hall organ, affectionately known as Norma. This isn't just any old organ, it's an historic instrument dating back to 1906, with its rich, powerful tunes have filled the hall during countless concerts and recitals. If you've ever had the chance to hear it, you'll know what I mean. It's an experience that truly resonates. The town hall has also played a vital role as a community space. Throughout its history, it's hosted everything from dances and balls to public meetings and exhibitions. It's a place where generations of Dunedin residents have come together, celebrated, and shared in the life of our city. Beyond its civic duties, the Dunedin Town Hall has a rich performance history that includes some truly legendary acts. Did you know that both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones graced its stage in the 1960s? The Rolling Stones show in 1965 even featured the iconic Roy Orbison and our very own Ray Columbus and the Invaders as supporting acts. In recent decades, the Town Hall has continued to attract world-class talent and celebrated New Zealand artists. Pop sensation Lorde, known very well globally for her unique sound, has performed there, as have the much-loved Crowded House. Dunedin's own musical heritage, famously known as the Dunedin Sound, has also been celebrated within these walls, with bands like The Chills playing memorable homecoming shows. Other notable performances have included Jimmy Barnes, The Proclaimers, and comedians such as Jimmy Carr and Bill Bailey. The Dunedin Symphony Orchestra, along with visiting national and international orchestras, choirs and soloists, regularly brings classical music to life in the Great Hall. So the next time you're strolling down through the Octagon, take a moment to really look at the Dunedin Town Hall. Appreciate its architectural grandeur, certainly, but also remember the vibrant history it holds, the countless stories it could tell, and its enduring role as the beating heart of our community, a place where local and international talent has shone brightly for generations. It's more than just a building. It's a living, breathing part of Dunedin's heritage. Join us again for Dunedin Drift, where we uncover the stories behind the places that make our city special. Stay tuned for my next show, but where will I go off to explore next? Well, that's my 11th show on Fletcher's World for 2025. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. First up, we've dived into choral singing with the mixtape segment with two absolute choral bangers from the amazing King's Singers. And then Jack and I had a very special guest in the house for the Spruster Report. We had our JMC choir director, Teddy Finney Walters, who spoke to us about his background in choral singing. Then we debriefed on the football goings over the last few weeks before I focused on the Dunedin Town Hall for our Dunedin Drift segment, which linked in nicely with the fact that we had been there recently for the Big Sing competition. Phew, what a show! Well, that's it for this week. We look forward to seeing you next time on Fletcher's World. Ka kite ono, and I'll see you later. Bye!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.